I want to move on now. Minister, you published your forestry plan for the year yesterday, and obviously there's a lot in it. It's up there online. But can we just look for now at the felling of trees and the planting of trees? Because, of course, there's been this major bottleneck in the issuing of licences by your department for planting and felling trees, and this has caused a major decline in forestry activity, and this in turn has forced sawmills to import timber. It's driven up the cost of construction. So, you know, there's a lot riding on getting this right now. Your plan talks about a 30% increase in the number of licences issued last year, but we're nowhere near where we need to be here, are we?
Look, in the last year, we have made huge progress in forestry. There is no longer, I mean, licences are flowing. There isn't an issue anymore with supply into the sawmills. That was an issue, an absolute crisis when I took office. But we have worked really hard to turn that around. Now, there are other issues. I'm not saying there aren't. I mean, what the focus now certainly is going towards is afforestation. And look, we've committed to doubling the amount of afforestation licences we will issue this year.
Okay. So are you saying that there is no shortage of timber now?
Not in the Irish setting. We export 80 or 90% of the timber we produce here. You know, we're a net exporter of timber. We do occasionally do have to import timber. Now, we did import more than we would have liked last year. That has dried up. We're not importing at the moment.
So when the Construction Industry Federation said that it was adding, this timber shortage was adding up to 15,000 to the cost of some new builds.
I would reject that. I mean, it's a commodity. Timber is a globally traded commodity. And like many commodities, it's increased the inflation on timber alone. It's not just an Irish issue.
It's nothing to do with the fact that people weren't being able to fell trees.
Not in our country, because we're net exporters. We've plenty of timber.
Okay, and just on the wider issue, of course, is we all know we need trees because for climate change reasons, and we know that the chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Marie Donnelly, told the Oireachtas Committee on Climate Action 2 weeks ago. She said, we are in a serious hole in terms of our afforestation rate in this country, and it is an immediate and urgent challenge to get the policies right to reverse that. Now, given, you know, you are the Green Party Minister with responsibility for land use, that's not a good look to have the chair of the Climate Change Action Committee
and she's right, and that's why the focus very much so has to go on afforestation, increasing the planting rates, and we are conducting an independent regulatory review to make sure we can, if we can make the mechanism of delivering afforestation licences more effective, more efficient. Next week, we're on the cusp of developing a new forest strategy for Ireland to see us out for the next 50 or 100 years. It's hugely important this year, and actually next week I'm finalising legislation to enable landowners and farmers to plant small-scale native woodlands on their farms without the onerous need to go through a licensing process. And I think that's been widely welcomed by the sector.
OK, well, let's go to the sector now. I want to bring in Tadhg Ryan. Tadhg is the chairman of the private forestry group, the Social, Economic and Environmental Forestry Association. Tadhg, you're very welcome.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Tadhg, just listening to the minister there, she's saying huge progress has been made. Can you just tell me, are you and your members now able to fell the number of trees that you want to fell?
No, there's a number of things. I'll address the targets first from the department. And the answer to your question is no. I don't think anyone in the sector is safe yet or out of danger yet. And at the end of the day, we look at a few facts. I think facts will always beat spin. The department have issued new targets for 2022 of 5,250 licences. That's their own target. The industry require north of 7,500 licences for 2022. So at the end of the day, it's not sufficient. So from the point of view of the industry, we're looking at this, and basically we see this as the department saying to us, we're not going to supply you with enough licences to trade or to survive for 2022. But we're calling the minister, both ministers, to revise the table, maybe to consult with the stakeholders this time, which hasn't been done in compiling these figures. And we would ask that these figures and targets be revised.
And how long is it, from your sense of it, is it currently taking for licence applications to be processed?
I look at afforestation in particular because we the company I work for, supply over 90% of plants to the Irish market for afforestation. We would have customers and foresters waiting for two and a half years in some cases to get a licence. And by the time that licence comes around, a lot of farmers or landowners have changed their mind and have had to move on to other land use activities. So the application isn't even live anymore. The landowners had to move on because of the delays, which is why we have such a very poor conversion rate from approval to actual planting.
Nice.
Cooperation from the department would be questionable as well. I know many foresters who can't get replies to emails at all levels of the department. So it's a terrible situation still.
But what about what the minister is saying there, that, you know, where there may have been issues in recent times, that now that there is no shortage of timber, that that's not an issue and that's not the reason that people are paying so much more for their timber now?
I question that as well. If you look, because there's been an increase in fennel licences, or projected increase output in fennel licences for 2022, that doesn't necessarily mean that all of a sudden that's going to alleviate the pressure on timber demand. Those licences are valid for 10 years, so it doesn't mean that they're going to be cut down and sent for processing straight away. People who I speak to in the industry are still very, very concerned about the level of timber in the mills, and I think we're very, very far from being out of harm's way yet. I said that the situation, and if you asked anyone in the industry, I would say they would say it's still critical.
And if we're not planting enough now, what are the long-term implications of that?
Long-term implications are we've had a huge shortage of timber in this country because we've been unable to get licences to fell timber. We're going to even have a bigger shortage of timber in this country in 30 years' time because we won't have any timber to fell. Afforestation levels are at this moment in time at the lowest since 1949. We've only planted 2,000 hectares in 2021. If you look at the years preceding that, in 2016, we planted 6,500 hectares. In 2016. In 2017, 5,500 hectares. In 2018, 4,000 hectares. In 2019, 3,500 hectares. In 2020, 2,400 hectares. And as just said, in 2021, just 2,000 hectares. So there's going to be no timber available, or a huge shortage of timber available in 30 years' time. There won't be a licensing crisis. The timber just won't be there.
Okay. Let me just put some of that to the minister. I mean, those figures are a shocking indictment, surely, of the management of this.
Well, look, it's no secret that the figures are poor, and they have been for quite a while, as Tadhg has highlighted there. And I think to apportion blame entirely to the licensing process would be unfair. It hasn't helped. I will accept that it hasn't helped, particularly in the last number of years.
If people don't have a license can't plant or fell trees, it has to be a huge part of the problem.
But in relation to afforestation, and I suppose it's important to speak of them in a separate category, afforestation licences, you know, we issued licences last year for up to 4,000 hectares. Okay, it's not near the target we need, but that's how, you know, we only get licence applications in for maybe 4,000 or 5,000. It's not as if we're getting licence applications in for 12,000 hectares and we're only planting two. We need to see a concerted effort across the sector, across the industry, to encourage people to get involved in this, because as Mary Donnelly highlighted, it's going to be a huge part of our climate ambition, and it supports a very successful sector, as indeed what Tadhg supports too.
Okay, let me bring Claire Curran into this.
Well, I mean, I would say it's no wonder, firstly, that the applications to some degree aren't coming in. I mean, if you're a farmer and you have to wait months and months for a licence, it's essentially putting people off in the first instance. Also concerning in relation to the level of engagement, as Tadhg has said, with the industry and with farmers, if we want to bring them on board. But I think we have to have a strong forestry policy that works for the landowners, for the communities and for the environment. And at the moment, the government are clearly failing on all three. And just one other point to make, when we actually look at Scotland, they commissioned the McKinnon report. We did the same thing. They have gone back now to planting their pre-crisis levels, what they were planting. Ours hasn't doubled, it's actually halved. And what happened on the back of that report, which was commissioned in Scotland, they implemented it here. We looked at an implementation report. Now we're looking at establishing a body to look at the implementation report of the report. We need to just act on the report. The Climate Action Plan is saying we need to be planting 8,000 hectares. We're not meeting that target. We're not coming close. And not enough is being done.
OK, and I'll let you in back in it, but I just want to bring Dennis Nocton.
Yeah, look, Katie, the reality is that we're asking agriculture to do far more to address climate change. And the single most effective tool to do that is forestry. And it's literally been ground to a halt. And there is a huge crisis of confidence across the industry, as articulated by Tadhg there. And, you know, there are practical steps that need to be taken, but there is a cultural change that needs to take place within the department. And in fairness, this predates Minister Hackett going into the department. You know, it's not just about the economic benefits. It's not just about dealing with the licensing in a timely manner, both for communities that have concerns and for the farmers that are applying for it. But also, you know, there needs to be assurances that there would be a fair engagement with the department. Tadhg spoke there about the lack of replying to emails. The fact that under the environmental scheme, GLAS, if a farmer goes and plants forestry, when he's in the GLAS scheme, he actually has to pay back every cent of the environmental payments he has received up to that point. So there needs to be a real cultural change. And what we've seen over the last 5 years, 5 years ago, we had 16 farmers a week planting. We're now gone to a situation where we have two farmers a week planting. And for every hectare that was planted in 2021, there was licence felling for 17 hectares of forestry. So there is, we're going in the wrong direction every which way we look at this.
OK, Minister, I just want to add, like, that issue that Dennis Nocton mentioned there, and engagement with the department seems to be very poor. And the idea that, is it really taking 2.5 years for licences to be issued in some cases?
A licence issue today will not take that length of time. That's a bit of a legacy issue. And look, there are, there are licences that are sitting in the system for that length
Why?
Of time. Perhaps the information wasn't complete. Perhaps it was sent back to their foresters or the applicants to get more information. It perhaps hasn't been forthcoming. Now, we are, you know, tidying up that, if you like. We are going back to people with long-standing licence issues to try and, you know, move them on, or if they're not interested, then move them out. Now, just in relation to stakeholder engagement, now, I set up a group at the end of my first year. Actually, it's over a year ago it was set up. It's with about 25 stakeholders from across the industry, environmental NGOs, state agencies, and they've been working, to be honest. It's difficult work. There's no silver bullet here. There's a lot of emotion involved in this. And, you know,
because it's people's livelihoods.
People's livelihoods, but also, you know, there's a big environmental impact of some legacy planting and forestry here in Ireland as well. And that has been problematic. But this stakeholder group, to give them their due, have stuck with this. It's difficult work we do. Tadhg is a member of this group also. And look, you know, we're working through it. We have made good progress last year. There is more work to do.
OK, Tadhg, before I let you go, do you want to respond to the Minister there?
I would like to respond to just a couple of things. The first thing the Minister said a couple of minutes ago is we need a concerted effort. I'd like to just point out, first of all, the industry are making and have been making a concerted effort for afforestation for some years now. We, as in the nursery sector, provide the plants to make sure that the AFR targets are reached. We've been left with millions of plant surplus over the last few years because we have had no afforestation levels in this country to meet the level of production we have. We've had to export those to Scotland, where 12,000 hectares are being planted. The concerted efforts being made by the industry already. But in relation to the targets, the Minister's targets that she's issued to the industry is really thrown in the towel on afforestation. And it's actually what to approve 1,000 afforestation licences in the year, which is what has been proposed, will deliver about a 4,000 hectare afforestation planting programme.
That's incorrect. It's incorrect.
How is it deliver,
because if you look at the values from last year, the licences issued last year is equated to just over 4,000 hectares. Whether they were planted or not is another issue, but we intend to issue licences which will equate to over 8,000 hectares. And in addition to our small-scale planting scheme, which, as I said, will be finalised next week in the Shannon, if that comes on board and we get a scheme wrapped around that, that, you know, this year
hang
could be
there,
the turning point, very significantly.
Hang on there, Minister.
So.
Your figures are wrong, Minister. If you're going to plant, if you're going to approve 7,000 afforestation licences in the year, and the average site size is 7 hectares, that's 7,000 licences. You've said yourself only over the last couple of days that the conversion rate is 60%. That will deliver a 4,200 afforestation programme. Is that not correct?
OK, do you know what? I don't think we're going to actually solve this on air today.
But the last thing I'd say is if the afforestation programme is going to be 4,000 hectares for 2022 and you have a budget in place to do 8,000 hectares, What are you doing with the remainder of the budget? Do we hand that back in December again as savings, or can that be actually put into the sector to support people in the sector, support the companies, support the foresters who have done well to survive, support the landowners who have suffered ash dieback? What are you doing with the surplus budget?
Okay, just one final point. It is our intent, Tadhg, to issue licences, which would afforestation licences, which would be in excess of 8,000 hectares. What we need is encouragement for those farmers and landowners who receive those afforestation licences this year to plant the trees. And that's where we need the concerted effort across industry, from my department, from Chagas, from any agency involved in this, to encourage and support landowners to plant trees.
Okay, we'll leave that one there. We'll take a break. We'll be talking about tensions in government after these.